Chapter 57. Valtor. Valtor stood motionless at the center of a large circular chamber. With his arm outstretched, he concentrated on the smooth stone resting loosely in the palm of his hand. It was quite cool to the touch. Calling out in the ancient Fey tongue, Valtor watched as the rune etched into the top of the oval rock glimmered. Its pale green ambience lit his face, as well as a small section of the central platform where he now stood. Surrounding the stage were 13 rune-covered pyres, each holding a thick layer of coal and ash at its pedestal. The symbols stretching down the front of each pulsed to life. He lowered the stone back to his side, but took care to keep it pressed against his skin. The scrying stones would only work when in direct contact with the inductee. He waited. One by one, each of the 13 pyres burst to life. Flames of the same pale green rose into the air and filled the room with their light. Shadows danced across every wall. The flames eventually abated, stabilizing after their initial discharge and taking on more definable shapes. The robed figures of the Bolradur were now clearly present within them, each a translucent body atop one of the pyres.
"Why have you summoned us, Valtor?"
Mangora was the first to speak. Her raspy voice at the head pyre was unmistakable. It had always reminded him of a lonely swamp toad croaking for a mate. The sudden thought of her mating sent a deep-seated chill through his body.
"Remove your huds," he demanded. "We have no secrets here."
Each of the dark wielders pulled back the cowl of their black robes and stood facing him.
"For those of you who don't know, the failing has been found."
There were a few whispers among the others.
"Where is he?"
came a demanding voice over his shoulder. Valtor shifted slightly and locked eyes with a woman on the fourth pyre to his right. She had a rather definable scar on her right cheek, but it was mostly covered by her full head of frizzy red hair.
"Ah, Lenara. I understand why you, of all people, would have an interest in the child's whereabouts. However, given your colossal failure in retrieving him the first time, I have another task in mind for you."
He watched her cold, raspberry eyes glower in his direction. He didn't care how much she hated him, only that she obeyed. Idle hands and idle minds tended to give underlings time to conspire, and he was having none of it.
"I will have need of your services here at the tower. There is a particularly interesting wielder that I would like your help with."
"Who is this wielder?"
another of the Bolradur asked from directly behind him, bringing Valtor fully around.
"He is a metallurgist who, more importantly, happens to be a gifted weaponsmith, and we have need of his abilities in the armament of our troops."
Some of the others nodded their approval. A few merely shifted their feet.
"Speaking of," Valtor said, as he turned his attention to a small weasel of a man on his left, who never seemed to cease rubbing his hands together, "how goes it with our recruitments?"
"Ah, your eminence, it goes well. Yes, it goes very well indeed."
He even sounded like a weasel, Valtor thought.
"The numbers are up, up, up. We are seeing a steady flow of enlistment from 3 of the 5 kingdoms, although we are definitely seeing the largest influx coming out of Sealmar. I don't think the citizens much like the way their overlord treats them like second-class citizens, you know. Sidara, however, is proving to be the most difficult of the 5.
"Pah!" Valtor waved a hand. "Sidara is nothing more than a kingdom of backward woods folk. I believe we can survive their indifference."
"Yes, yes, yes, I see your point. Indeed I do. However, It is their open indifference, I believe, that encourages many of the Vene to seek sanctuary within the Sidaran borders.
Valtor's lips pursed in thought. Hmm. You have a valid point.
What do you need from me?
Lenara asked, interrupting his train of thought. Realizing she was asking about the metal wielder, he responded.
I will need your help with a possible purging if we can't get the smith to cooperate.
Valtor turned back around to the front.
I'm also going to send 5 of you to Easthaven to help Mangora root out this wielder council who has been protecting the failing child.
What do you want done with them, once they are found?
Asked a large man to the left of Mangora. He had dark skin and a strong face.
Extract as much information as you can, and then kill them. I want a permanent Black Watch contingent in Easthaven. As Horva has so graciously pointed out, it is the only kingdom so far in which we haven't been able to build ties. Overlord Baal hasn't been the most receptive of hosts. Let's see that we change that. I hear he has a rather beautiful daughter.
He raised both arms in a questioning manner.
I'll let you use your own imagination there.
All around the 13 pyres, Ulradur chuckled with excitement, especially the men.
And what is it that our illustrious leader will be engaged with during this time?
Mangora groused from the front.
I will be accompanying our young prince to the battlefield.
So, your war has finally come to fruition?
Horva said, coming out more as a question than a statement.
And what is to be gained from this maneuvering, Your Eminence?
Valtor turned.
A new king.